USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Midwest is still in the grip of the polar vortex with temperatures well below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in seven states. WCCO meteorologist Paul Douglas.
Here in the Twin Cities, coldest temperature 28 below, coldest wind chill 55 below. It was about 6-7 degrees colder than the South Pole. And any time you can make that comparison, a mixture of fascination, dread, and wow.
The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, it can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there will still be some flights canceled or delayed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Senate Conference Committee has begun work on finding a deal on border security. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby is confident that they can work it out.
The president has increased his funding request based on the advice of our border security professionals on the ground. I hope we heed the guidance of these professionals.
Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy says people in his party are not making this a political issue.
We'll continue to support border security, but we're for smart border security.
A private sector jobs report beats expectations. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting that companies added around 213,000 jobs this month, easily beating analysts' predictions of 178,000. Medium-sized businesses adding the most, 84,000 new jobs. Large businesses adding 66,000. Small business created 63,000. The services sector benefiting the most with 145,000 new positions.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The NFL and Maroon 5 are in the news ahead of the Super Bowl. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Maroon 5 will not be taking any questions before they take the stage for the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. The NFL announced the band will not hold an annual news conference this year, instead replacing it with a cross-platform rollout. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell explains why.
When we have looked at how we do things around the Super Bowl, that includes press conferences, that includes announcements, we have all looked at how the world is changing. And for us, and particularly for our artists in this case, one of the things they really wanted to do is be able to use the new opportunities that we all have through social media and other platforms to be able to reach their fans directly, tease the show a little bit, make sure they understand the inside of what's happening. And I think both the NFL, Pepsi, who's our sponsor of that, and our artists are very excited about that. We think it's innovative. We think it's great for our fans, and we support that. And as we look forward to the future, there may be more changes like that.
The California Board of Parole has recommended Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten should be released early. She's serving a life prison term for her role in the Manson cult's 1969 killing spree. The decision now rests with the governor, whose predecessor twice denied the board's recommendation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.